So like snow falling upon snow, cynicism and pessimism and bitterness, they can accumulate within us. And left to accumulate long enough, these pile up deep enough sometimes to bury us. Maybe some of us tonight here are buried. Maybe many of us tonight here are buried. Maybe many of us came in here tonight cynical, pessimistic, maybe bitter. And maybe this ancient and oft-repeated story of the birth of Jesus Christ seems nice enough, seems nostalgic, seems warm and fuzzy, but in the end, maybe it still feels like it's without the power to transform, the power to save, or without the power to do much of anything at all. After all, isn't it true that Caesars of this world are still counting subjects, and King Herods are still jealous and scheming? And doesn't it feel very much sometimes like Rome is still in control? On this Christmas Eve, it's good to name the real feelings that are in this room. It's good to name the real tension that exists between the world as it is and the promise of the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. I'm not one to tell others what to think or what to feel or what to believe, but in my life I've come to be one who bears witness to the light and the good news of Jesus Christ. And so tonight, the witness I have to bear is this, that yes, we know that Caesar is still counting subjects and Herod is still jealous and scheming, and oftentimes Rome seems like it's in control. But yes, too, appearances can be deceiving. Yes, I have seen countless times and I have experienced in my life the power of this ancient story to transform lives. I have witnessed in this story bringing real hope as it awakens people to see that God is intimately involved in the world and in our individual lives. Yes, I have witnessed this story helping many to repair divisions, avoid judgment, and resist violence, and to bring real peace within people and between people. Yes, I have witnessed this story creating real joy that is light in the darkness. And yes, I have witnessed this Christmas story creating the kind of contagious love that changes lives and transforms systems of oppression. And yes, in light of this story and our real ears that are hearing this story tonight, dear ones, I pray this with us and for us. In these days, God, inspire us with the good news of Jesus Christ. In these days, write this story on our hearts and on our tongues. In these days, help us to believe and then to live like we believe. That in the Christ child, Caesar loses count, Herod's schemes go nowhere, and Rome is exposed as the fraud it is. In these days, God, give us the fullness of the Christmas story that holds within it, did you hear me? It holds within it the real power to overcome and to overturn and to overrule with love. In these days, we pray all of this in the name of the one who comes tonight with light enough and love enough and power enough to unbury us all, even me and even you. In these days, we too have the opportunity to respond with the offering of our gifts. know that tonight the offering we collect will go to support the missions and ministries of the Charlotte Congregational Church, which is all very abstract, so I've got a short list of some of the things that this money will benefit. It will benefit our relationship with JUMP, and just a few weeks ago we had an emergency disbursement of $1,000 to buy gas cards because there was a critical need for transportation in the area. You will support Lund and their amazing work with vulnerable families in our area. You will support off-education programs, spiritual care, worship, visiting the sick, welcoming refugees, resisting oppression, partnering for peace and justice, supplying emergency food and fuel assistance, maintaining a home for our community food shelf, and to do much that benefits many. And here at the Charlotte Congregational Church, we do a lot with a little.